The Art of Engineering. Engineers talking about their process, principles, and personal stories. Presented by Custom Powder Systems, the containment company. On today's show.
I'm a big fan of women supporting women. You want them to be successful, and I've been supported by so many amazing women. You know, I hope I'm doing the same in return.
Now from the Custom Powder Systems headquarters, your host, Denise McIntosh.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Art of Engineering podcast. And this morning, I am happy to introduce Lisa Kerner, who is the corporate trade show manager with CRB, whom I know, we know as an engineering firm based in Kansas City. But I'd like Lisa, who's been with the company for 25 years, to share some of the history of CRB and what you do as a company and the history of what you've seen in 25 years. Welcome, Lisa.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be participating in the podcast today. So this summer, I'll be celebrating 25 years at CRB. They are just an amazing company, and we're so well known for our design and construction services. We offer sustainable engineering, architecture, construction, and consulting solutions to the global life sciences and advanced technology industries. Next month, CRB will be celebrating its 37th anniversary. So throughout those years, there's been so much growth, you know, to be in such an amazing industry that we're in. You know, CRB has been very successful. And right now we are at 20 offices. We've got 17 in the US, two in Europe, and one in Canada. So, and we're currently at about 1,500 employees globally.
Wow. And you are coming to us this morning from North Carolina.
Yes.
The southeast part of the country. And as a company, we've enjoyed working with CRB over the years in the life sciences arena, building equipment. One of my first encounters with CRB was with your San Jose office and Derek Ung and Kim.
Oh, yeah.
And we got to do the Solyndra project in California, which was really fun.
Uh-huh.
And worked with John Ficken and several others in the Kansas City office to build equipment for Zoetis in Lincoln, Nebraska. So
okay, yeah,
so a lot of our relationship with CRB over the years. But so tell me, Lisa, you started almost 25 years ago. Mm-hmm. What's your journey with CRB been like?
Oh gosh, it's been amazing. When I was hired, I did not start in the role that I'm currently in. I started doing administrative role at the time, and you know, I can remember the interview just like, you know, it was yesterday. And they said, you know, we're a very entrepreneurial company. It's really what you make of it. And I have to say, it's been such a blessing to work for not just a company that's just so well known in our industry, but they truly do support and encourage their employees with their own professional growth and personal growth. I mean, they just I've been very fortunate. I think I transitioned into a marketing role around 1999 or 2000. That sounds so like forever ago, but I transitioned into that role, just supporting mostly the Southeast with marketing, you know, proposals and whatever type of marketing was going on. And then just through the years, things evolved where I sort of got engaged in some more corporate responsibilities to support marketing. And, you know, we were a much smaller marketing team back then, of course, but gosh, we've grown so much in that regard, too. I mean, we're now at about 30 marketing staff throughout the company, which is incredible. So all of this amazing stuff you're seeing on social media right now, they do an amazing job. I swear that they just are hard at it all the time, it seems. So, but about, I would say for 10 or more years, 10 or 15 years, I started supporting some of the trade show efforts that the company was doing while I was still, you know, supporting Southeast with marketing. And just as things kept growing in the trade show world for us, that we kept engaging in some different markets and finding new things to get involved with, new organizations. It just gradually, I think we decided, you know, I found a niche, you know, with the trade shows and events. And so we made that a full-time position for me. So, and I think that's been about full-time. I think it's been about 5 or 6 years that I've been in that role.
Well, I think that's, I remember meeting you at several trade shows. So
yeah,
I think it's been at least that long.
So, I mean, full time. Yeah. I think it's around that time, but yeah. So yeah, it's a lot of fun and, you know, just getting out there and being that, you know, planning all of those events around trade shows. I mean, there's so much that goes on with just like the booth dynamic and putting everything together with that.
to say, Lisa, I wear every day with my get in the building card.
Yes.
One of the, what do you call it? Lanyard?
The bling lanyard.
Yes. I have a black one. I love them.
I can send you more. Yes, that's just such a fun thing that several years back, you know, when all the trade show giveaways, I mean, I was just so bored to tears with the next flash drive or fancy pen, you know, things like that. So I went out on my own and I was like, hey, I have an idea. Let's just do something different with these lanyards. And so some people were, you know, not so sure what these bling lanyards, but they've just been an amazing.
They're amazing. They're amazing. And I will describe them further. They're shiny black. There are very classy pink ones and very stately silver ones, if I recall.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Well, thank you for the shout out on that. Yeah, that's a lot of fun.
Well, and can be reused and repurposed. That's what I like about them.
Yes.
So tell me about how this pandemic and all have affected how you are approaching trade shows.
Yeah. So right. All of last year. I mean, fortunately, we got a few shows in at the beginning of the year, but then everything quickly changed. And you know, there was a standstill for a little bit and then everything just started evolving into the virtual platform. You know, ho-hum, right? I mean, it's good, but, you know, and organizations weren't quite sure how to do it in the beginning. And so there were just challenges in that, you know, just like we're not really getting the value out of that. I mean, you want to support the organizations. Because, you know, I mean, those organizations are good to us, you know, and you don't want to, I mean, you want to help them get through it as well, you know. So we stayed with our commitment to all of our organizations, you know, to help keep that. And thankfully, you know, I tried to work with a lot of the organization planners, ISPE specifically, and a couple of other on the food and beverage side. That's another market that we cover. And so it was just trying to give them feedback and some pointers. And I worked with some of them to be their test run of just how the platforms were coming together. You know, so and with that, we've tried really hard to get our SMEs to, you know, to speak at those virtual events so that you get more exposure that way, because honestly, I don't know that. I mean, people especially are just getting so burned out on virtual events. I don't know if they're really going to take the time to go over to the exhibit hall the virtual exhibit hall.
Exactly.
You know?
That's what
So we had to be creative and try to do some new things with our, you know, what our online booth will look like. And like I said, getting our subject matter experts engaged and speaking. I mean, that's been really great.
Good. We've done the same. And I mm-hmm. liked your description of ho-hum.
Yeah.
Being there in person and being able to engage. But I will say that, like you were saying, getting your subject matter experts to participate and be part of the presentations, we've pushed our young people here to do virtual lunch and learns.
That has really
proven that that's proving to be successful. So that's something we may continue because that is from a logistical standpoint. I think it helps on your end with your people and allows us to do more of them. And maybe even more specific to what people are needing to learn about. So that's been one good thing I've seen. But I still miss seeing people.
Oh, for sure. I mean, there's just nothing that replaces that in-person contact and the relationships that you build that way and the networking. I mean, it just... You just can't do that virtually, I mean, you can, but not really. Yeah, it's just not the same.
Lisa, tell me about your journey with ISPE, because you are the past president of, I believe it's called the Carolina South Atlantic chapter of, and I'm going to say what ISPE is, which is the International Society of Pharmaceutical Engineers.
Yes.
And so tell me about that experience and that journey.
Yeah. So, you know, I guess I've been a member probably for about 20 years with ISPE. CRB is very supportive of that organization. And we have members all throughout our company that are engaged at their local chapters and things like that. And we get very involved, of course, internationally. You know, I had my membership and I would say, you know, I wasn't totally active, but, you know, I would say around 2000 and maybe more 10 or 15 years ago, I started getting more involved with the local chapter here and started getting involved in committees and supporting some things going on, events and things like that. And then they had, asked me if I wanted to sort of get involved more on the board level. And, you know, so I took the easy way, just the being an at-large director, if you will, you know, and then things just evolved. And I was just totally surprised when people approached me at, you know, getting more on the executive level, because I've always seen people, you know, that were president of the organization were more technical. You know, I had not seen a marketing person, at least at our local chapter, supporting that role, you know. So, I was really honored and nervous at the same time. But, you know, you have a progression. You kind of start out as a secretary and you move up. And so it was 2015 that I was elected for my first year. And they actually, the following year, the board, we had some issues going on with the incoming president, so that they weren't able to support the role. They were just too busy. And so they had asked me to run for a second term. So 2 years as president. And, you know, getting involved in ISPE, I mean, really, internationally, locally. I mean, it has been such an amazing thing for me personally. I mean, not only does ISPE support CRB's business goals, but for me personally, I mean, it is a family to me. You know what I mean? Like the relationships I have, they have just, building that network and maintaining those relationships and just getting involved. I mean, it really helps build your career if you put the time into it. And, it takes some work, of course, and it's a commitment to get involved. But there's so much value that comes out of it, and it's very rewarding. And I contribute a lot of my success to ISPE and those relationships that I've been so fortunate to have.
Well, and I want to share just a fun story with you about CRB and about how we sometimes are sort of reluctant to get involved in those things because we think, A, we're not technical, or we're not, not bona fide, or whatever.
Right.
Which I decide at this point is pure bunk. But one of the first, I do believe it was the first time I met Derek Ung in the CRB office with Kim Duncan.
Okay. Yeah.
Jose. And I am so totally not technical. I mean, I can talk high level about what it is we design and build and do, but I'm always the first one to say, and if you ask me something technical, we're going to call Bob
to
the CRB office, and Derek Ung was sitting by himself in one of the small conference rooms, and he had just a drawing on a piece of paper. And so we sat down and he said, I'm really struggling with this. I'm really trying to figure out who could help us with this project. And he points to, I think it was a blender these were hand drawings. And he said, so Denise, could you do that? I said, yes, Derek, we can do that. And then there was a lift. And then there was I think it was a downflow booth or something. And I said, Derek, we can do all that. And he said, oh, there you go. I tell that story to our young salespeople who are coming in to say, you don't have to know everything about everything.
Right.
Learn what you can and develop the relationships, and you can be successful.
Right. I totally agree with that 100%. I mean, yeah, I can stretch it a little bit, but yeah, I can't go too technical in too many conversations.
And we don't have to because we have people we can rely on.
Right. Yeah. And that's one of the great things, being at all of the trade shows and events and, when clients come up, obviously my number one goal is how can CRB support that client? And, I may not have the answer, but I can do a pretty good job at finding the right person. If they're not there at the event, I can connect them to the right people. And that's really valuable too.
I think, Lisa, you are so well-spoken and so approachable, which was one of the reasons I wanted to visit with you this morning. But
I
think that's one of the things that women bring to what really is still considered pretty much the male-dominated world in engineering and the industries we're in, is that ability to build relationships.
Right. I mean, they are everything, whether they're, internal relationships, external relationships, equally valuable, I treasure them all. And going back to women, I'm a big fan of women supporting women, and you want them to be successful. And, I find that I've been supported by so many amazing women, and, I hope I'm doing the same in return,
Yes. So what are some things that are happening within CRB for mentoring, whether it's on a formal basis or an informal basis?
So, CRB is a strong supporter of, women in the industry. So they do have some focused women internal groups where they're having monthly meetings and, trying to really become champions and, just to show a stronger, you can be more, I mean? And especially in a more, in a male dominated industry, but, CRB is, very supportive, of those organizations.
Well, you are a good example of that. You are one that, having started with what was probably mostly an engineering firm 25 years ago, to start in administration and move up to a corporate responsibility is to me the ultimate journey of what can happen with smart women.
Oh, well, thank you. And you do have to put in the work, but if you are, fortunate to be surrounded by amazing people who are going to help you grow and help you get there, the possibilities are endless. And I think that's where I've been so fortunate. I mean, not just within CRB, but externally too, those amazing people that,
So I do want to go back just a little bit, because how did you get to the interview with CRB?
Oh, gosh. This totally dates me, but I answered an ad in the newspaper.
Okay.
That's how you did it back in 1996. Yeah.
Yes.
You didn't apply for jobs online.
Right.
You know? So yeah, I mailed in my resume and.
So what sounded interesting about it?
Well, I had worked at an engineering firm previously. I'm not in this industry, but I had some experience in that. And I guess, you saw an engineering company and it just was a draw for me. So I guess that's kind of how it got started. But plus they had a really good ad, it sounded great. that makes it, that helps too. So that's how it worked back then. Like I said, very crazy to think of that.
Very good. Well, what would you share with young women and even young men? Because part of my intention with these conversations is to encourage young people to find engineering, manufacturing, construction to help close the gender gap, and most particularly to close the wage gap in this country. Mm-hmm. So any advice you would give to young people looking for what to do with their lives?
Well, first of all, right, find something that you're passionate about, that's going to interest you, I think. And finding a great company that is going to support your personal growth. I think that's critical. I mean, to me, it is. And personal growth and professional growth, I think, are equally important. And, if they're going to be good to you, it just sort of helps your whole progression. And you have to feel, to be with an organization that you feel empowered, that you can do things and you're not like, have somebody like, oh, I can only go this far, but you got to put the work into it too. I mean, you it doesn't come on a silver platter.
Right.
You have to do the work and, put in the effort and, it's going to come back to you if you're, like I said earlier, if you're surrounded by good people. I mean, that's the first start.
Yes. Well, and Lisa, the marketing part of any company is so critical to the success of that company.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of the other reasons I wanted you to join me is exposing that part in engineering and manufacturing and construction and all of that, that is just as critical on that side as it is being an engineer.
Yes, Absolutely. I mean, like I said, we have a team of 30 that's doing all of our marketing, and they do amazing work. And, you know, for me personally, I guess, you know, being at all of the events, you know, that I'm organizing at the trade shows and offsite client events that I may be putting together, to me, I mean, I'm representing CRB all of the time. And, you know, you always want the best foot forward. You know, you always want to have that best image for the company. And you just, you know, I feel strongly about that, that I, you know, always want to represent well. And I take a lot of heart in doing all that. And I am very passionate about it because, you know, yeah, I want CRB to always look its best. And, you know, and that'll just rub off on me naturally. Hopefully.
Well, you have done a fabulous job, in my opinion.
Well, thank you.
And I want to thank you again for joining us this morning.
Thank you. And
helping us to let young people explore all the opportunities that are within our reach.
Well, thank you. This has been a real honor, and I appreciate the time and have enjoyed talking to you. Thank you.
The Art of Engineering. Engineers talking about their process, principles, and personal stories. On the next episode.
For women at that time period, the way to improve your position was to jump companies.
Yes. Yes.
That's coming up next on Art of Engineering, presented by Custom Powder Systems, the containment company. Custom-powder.com.